Hi, I'm Anna. Welcome to the Flex Podcast. So today, I think this is going to be kind of short. So hopefully it's just a little bit of a boost. I want to talk about creating a morning routine. And the reason why this can be important is because for a lot of people, we have these really big goals that we're working towards. And let's be honest, most people have quite a busy life. They've got very many things going on. And when they're not able to be 100% on it, or they're not able to achieve the goal they set themselves for things that sometimes are outside of their control, it can feel a bit like it gives you a bit of a knock and it feels like you're not moving anywhere. And one of the ways that we can start to work around that is by creating a morning routine that helps us do that. Now, first and foremost, I'm not talking about suddenly being the person who's, you know, in the gym, gets up 4 hours before their kids and does everything they want to do in order to make that day work. That's obviously not feasible for most people. But we can use our morning to do some small changes. Maybe for some people it's bigger changes because they have the time and that's great. But for a lot of people, it will be smaller changes that help them to feel like they are still doing something for themselves that day, even if the rest of the day is very, very busy, has very many things happening. And sometimes, let's be honest, some of those things that happen are completely out of our control. Like if we have to stay late at work, or we've got tons of childcare to do, or I don't know, everything just gets kind of on top of us. So first and foremost, I would say, I did just say that, but I'm saying it again. First and foremost, or second and second most, I would think before you start thinking about your morning, think about your bedtime. So for a lot of people, I'm not saying everyone, but for a lot of people, our bedtimes are a bit sketchy. So it might be that we're a nightmare for scrolling on social media, or we are, you know, watching something on our phone, then we get, or on the Netflix, and we get caught up watching more and more episodes, and all of a sudden it's midnight. Or maybe we do that with a book, or maybe it's that we've struggled to get to sleep because we can't turn our brain off. It could be anything. But firstly, let's make some bedtime rules that facilitate the amount of sleep that we're able to get, because one of the ways that you feel better the next day is because you've got that full night of sleep. You've got the best quality sleep that you can. I know it's not always possible. Sometimes we have small people waking us up. Sometimes we're struggling to sleep because for whatever reason, hormonal changes, whatever's going on. But if we can start to make our bedtimes work a bit better for us in terms of the amount of sleep that we get, can help the next day. We've already talked about our sleep in that it helps us regulate our hunger hormones. Obviously, we feel more energetic, more positive the next day when we've got a positive amount of sleep, when we've got a good amount of sleep. So first of all, have a little look at your bedtime routine or your sleep hygiene, whatever everyone's calling it at the moment. Think, actually, realistically, I need to say I'm only watching TV until 10. Then I'm going to, you know, get ready for bed and relax or whatever it is. Or maybe it's that you need to prep your food in the evening for the next day because it makes your day better. So first and foremost, look at that evening routine. And then think about the next day. Think about what it is that you want to achieve with your day. And then start to make a little morning routine that's going to work for you. And that will help you to feel more successful. We're not talking about doing wild things in the morning. I don't need to suddenly start doing ice baths or whatever it is. Like, not these massive big changes, but small things that are going to make your day better. So these things are going to be something that's in line with your overall goals, but as small parts that are going to help to build that. So for some people, it might be training before work because it's the only time of the day that you're going to do it. For some people in this case, we think that we're going to do it in the evening, but the evening just becomes a wild frenzy of looking after other people and trying to get stuff done. And actually, it might be better that we can fit 30 minutes in the morning. Might not even be 30 minutes, might be 20 minutes, 15 minutes. It might be simply doing 10 press-ups and 10 squats 3 times. That tiny little burst of movement and exercise that's going to help you feel, do you know what, I did that today, and that's great. It could be that you work from home. So you have time to go for a 10 to 15 minute walk before you start your working day, in and amongst all the other things I know you have to do. But we're starting by getting in those few steps that when we look at our step count halfway through the day and we realise we've been sat at our desk for 4 hours, that actually getting those few steps in can make a really big difference to how we feel about that later. So now, because we've already done 1,500, 2,000 steps, whatever it is before we start work, then trying to get another 1,000 steps in, 2,000 steps in on our lunch or after work doesn't feel like such a big deal. Then it's helping us get towards that overall step goal and that overall movement goal. It could be that you're trying to drink more water because you have this day where you end up literally not having time to have a drink. So you're like, right, I'm going to get a pint of water in before I start work. Then I know I've done one. Brilliant. It could be that you're trying creatine out. So it's like, I'm going to make my creatine drink before I start anything and I'm going to help get that done, or I'm going to take my tablets, whatever it is. So these things don't have to be these wild, big changes to our lifestyle, because overall what we're trying to do is look after ourselves, eat a bit more healthily, move a bit more, whatever the goal is, the same things always apply. That we want to move more, we want to do some resistance training, do some cardio, look after ourselves, sleep well, all the kind of stuff we're all trying to tick off, but we can break them down into the smallest amounts. And some of those things might be able to be done, get done in the morning. Part of this process is acknowledging that we don't often have a perfect day. No one does. Things happen. People send us an email that literally destroys all the work we were going to get done because now we've got to react to this email. It might be that our childcare fell through, so we can't fit getting that, our workout in like we wanted, or we're not able to get our housework done because it's all kicked off. One of the kids has smashed a tooth in at school. Now we've got to go get an emergency dentist appointment. All of these things come up. But if we are doing something in the morning, however small that is, it means you're still moving towards your goal, even if the rest of your day definitely isn't the perfect day. So I would sit down and be like, what is one really small, really easy thing that I can do to either my nighttime routine or my morning routine that is going to help me move towards my goal? Do it and start doing it tomorrow. We don't need to plan for 7.5 weeks in order to be able to drink a bigger glass of water or go for a 10-minute walk. We just need to say, I'm going to do it. These are the logistics around me doing that. I'm going to get up and I'm going to do it tomorrow, and then do it. Because that means that it started. You started your morning routine. You fitted it in. It's probably made you feel quite a lot more positive. A lot of people moving in the morning, doing something energetic, actually sets them up for the rest of the day. And when I say energetic, I don't mean that you've got to go and do an hour and a half in the gym and an hour of cardio. It just simply means actually moving my body, feeling in tune with it, feeling the success of that, feeling the energy boost afterwards, the endorphin boost afterwards, can really start to paint a better day for us. Now, I know a lot of you probably start work quite early, but that doesn't mean that you still can't fit a little something in, even if it is hydration or packing up your lunch or taking your trainers to work because you're going to go for a 10-minute walk at lunchtime. Anything that helps you move towards your goal is absolutely a great thing, because really we are working towards feeling better, feeling more energetic, moving more, and we can do all these tiny little things to get in. That's really all I have to say on the matter. I just want you to not beat yourself up because you're not a paid athlete. None of us are being paid to work out all day and eat a perfect diet. We're not professional bodybuilders. We're not on the Team GB. We're not playing for the Lionesses. We've got jobs. We've got responsibilities. We're not getting paid to do the workouts and stuff. So actually, what we can do to look after ourselves around all the other responsibilities that we have, and I'm not saying that professional athletes don't have a lot of responsibility, they do, but it's they're being paid to do the thing that you're trying to fit in your spare time. So we just need to be a little bit more realistic about what we might think other people are doing versus what we're doing. Because sometimes it's quite easy to think, oh, I was so rubbish, I didn't do anything. Everyone else is doing better than me. But actually, that's not the case, because we're not comparing ourselves to fitness professionals and athletes and people who don't have kids when we have kids. Like, that's not a fair comparison. And it's the same with me, and I say this a lot. I literally do some of my work, well, let's say, what, a third of my working week is spent with clients in the gym. That means that I always have access to do my workouts. Yes, I do them in the day, which sometimes means I have to work at night, or I generally start work at 7 a.m. so I can have a break in the day to go and train. But I don't have kids and I work in a gym, so it's logistically easier for me to do that. And that is the case for a lot of people that you might follow online, and a lot of people that you might see doing stuff. They have a different lifestyle to you. So let's just be realistic, big ourselves up, start the day in a positive way, and then let everything else happen and see how doing that one positive thing can affect our mood and our perception of our own success during the rest of our day and the rest of our week. Because really, it's a cumulative effect of every small thing we do over a longer period of time that is moving us towards our goals. Right, I am quick. I'm under 12 minutes, so I'm going to stop talking. Hope that's helped. And do, as always, stay in touch if you want to. DM me on Insta, Facebook. I do have a TikTok. I never really go on there, so I probably wouldn't bother messaging me on that if I'm completely honest. However, I'm on my website. You've all got my email if you want it. Drop me an email if you need help, and I'll talk to you again soon.